पुराणानाम् आलयं कृतनालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं पादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकौ वन्दे भगवन्तः पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ ब्रह्मानन्दं परमसुखदं केवलं ज्ञानमूर्तिं द्वन्द्वातीतं गगनसदृशम् तत्त्वमस्यादिलक्ष्यम् एकं नित्यं विमलमचलं सर्वधी साक्षिभूतं भावातीतं त्रिगुणरहितं सद्गुरुं तं नमामि सद्गुरुं तं नमामि हरि ओम् नमस्कार the Mahavakyas. How many Mahavakyas?
Number.
How many are we going to study?
Four.
What is a Mahavakya? What is a Mahavakya? Atman and Brahma. Jivatman and Paramatma. Is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma a Mahavakya? It may not be one of the four Mahavakyas, but is it a Mahavakya? There is no can be about it. It's either or not. There's no can be about it. So, is it or is it not?
It is not.
Is it? Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. Basic knowledge. It is. What is Brahma? It said Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. But there is no connection with what? The Jivatma. That what is the relation with Jivatma. And therefore it is not a Mahavakya. Okay. Now, if Brahma is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Anantam, so be it. What has that to do with me? You know, let it be great. It is Satchidananda, so let it be. But when it is said that Satchidananda Brahma is me, and then there is a... You understand? So therefore, when they do the study of the Mahavakya, what is done normally is, first the meaning of the word Brahma is explained, then the meaning of the word Atma is explained, and then the identity is shown. Either way it can be done. First the meaning of the word Atma is explained, then the meaning of the word Brahma is explained, and then their oneness is shown. So this is the normal method of explaining Mahavakyas. And both is important. Just the Satyam Jnanam Anantam, I mean, the Brahma's nature is explained, is not enough. You know? Explaining, doing the Vivechan or the Vivek or the explanation, going deep into both is extremely important. Now, we have seen yesterday prajnanam brahma, this particular statement, prajnanam brahma. Now the next one they have taken up, our Vidyaranya Swami has taken up, is what? Aham Brahmasmi. No, page 9. Okay. Paripurna Paratmasmin.
Paripurna Paratmasmin.
Dehe Vidyadhikarini.
Dehe Vidyadhikarini.
Buddhe Sakshitaya Sthitva.
Buddhe Sakshitaya Sthitva.
Svuranaham Itiryate.
Svuranaham Itiryate.
Next as well, verse also. Svatapurna Paratmatra.
Svatapurna Paratmatra.
Brahma Shabdena Varnitaha.
Brahma Shabdena Varnitaha.
Asmityaikya Paramarshaha.
Asmityaikya Paramarshaha.
Tena Brahma Bhavamyaham.
Tena Brahma Bhavamyaham.
Now here, it is said, next Mahavakya is from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which comes in the Yajurveda. It says, Paripurna Paratma Asmin Dehe Vidya Adhikarini Buddhe Sakshitaya Sthitva Sfuran Aham Iti Iryate. First, the meaning of the word Aham is given. Aham Iti Iryate. This is called Aham. What is this aham, atma, here, what is that? It says, buddhehe sakshitaya sthitva. It remains as the witness of the, what? Buddhi. And it says, and this is what? Dehe. Dehe in the body. And dehe what? Vidya adhikarini. No, in the deha of vidya adhikaris. And all of us are called what? Human beings are called what? Vidya Adhikari. It is very important to understand this particular thing. So, Asmin Dehe, in this body of the one who is what? Vidya Adhikari. This Atma remains as what? Sakshi of the Buddhi. Witness of the Buddhi. And what is that nature of that Atma? Paripurna Paratma. That Atma is what? Paripurna and Paramatma, Supreme Self. Supreme Self and Paripurna. Paripurna means full and complete. This. And Asmin Dehe, in this body. Body of who? Vidya Adhikari. You and I are what? Vidya Adhikaris. And therefore, and how does it remain, this Atma? That Paripurna, infinite Supreme Self remains in us as what? Witness of the Buddhi. This is how it remains. And that is the meaning of the word aham. That's the meaning of this particular. No. First, why are we called Vidya Adhikaris? No. In fact, we as human beings are not just Vidya Adhikari, we are called even Karma Adhikari. Karma Adhikaris and Vidya Adhikari, both. And this we must understand is the glory of the human being. If we don't get this point, then we waste our life. Only as human beings, through our actions, we can make ourselves and mar ourselves. We can progress and regress. An animal does not progress or regress. He remains what he is, like a dog. You never become a divine dog, not possible. Or he becomes a devilish dog. The dog was born like that, it will remain like that, it will be that way. You understand? So there is no going higher in this body. You're going down also. You cannot blame. I'm told, you know, the other day, it was so funny, this particular incident that happened. I was walking, as I always do in the evening. And one house, that one dog was barking at me. So, when, and another person was going with his dog, walking. And this dog is barking away at both of us. I had no problem because dog's nature is to bark as long as they remain within their, this. What does it matter to me whether a dog barks or doesn't bark? In India, lots of dogs bark. We have no problem with dog. So this man said, dogs are not supposed to bark. He's telling that owner of this, dogs are not. Then who is supposed to bark? Funny. So anyway, they are meant to bark. So they will do that. Now, you and I are human beings. So we have the special ability, karma, of doing karmas by which we can what? Really go up. I mean, in our inner this, we can progress. Or we can fall also. So karmadhikari is one very important thing. So by doing dharma, we can progress. By doing adharma, we can regress. So this given to us, the special ability is given to us. And that is why we have been given something called a choice. The most precious thing in the whole wide world is what? This ability to give. And Bhagwan is so kind, that when he gave a choice, he also gave a buddhi to be able to distinguish between right and wrong, good and bad, high and low, etc., etc. If he had only given a choice without giving buddhi, you and I would have been in deep trouble. But he gave us Vivek Shakti and choice. This is the best thing he did. Now, many times people tell me, why Bhagwan does not take away all this choice? Why he doesn't remove all the bad people from the world? He will not. Are you understanding? That's not his job. He made us human beings. That was his job. Got it? It's like a machine. Now I have a spectacle. Now what is the job of a spectacle? Bolo. To see, to provide, to enhance this. Now if that ability is taken away from that, then it is not called spectacle at all. Now we human beings have been given this choice, right? To make and mar. Now if he is going to take it away from us and say, I'll destroy all the bad guys, then what will happen? Bolo. Then this is not called human being because he's taken over charge. Got it? So will he do that? Will he go around killing all the bad guys? Until unless this happens, you know, where it goes to a stage where it becomes unmanageable or something like that. Otherwise, he has his own way actually of dealing with this whole world. You understand? He's not going to come down and say, take out all one. He gave us a buddhi. Okay? So we are what? Karma adhikaris. Will you remember that? That is our speciality. So must do something about it. And the other is we are vidya adhikari. And vidya doesn't mean only education in terms of physics, chemistry, biology. That even the animals nowadays, they are teaching mathematics. Not a big thing. You know, little extra, they don't do higher mathematics, but they do some little calculation. They are managing to do that. So that is not the glory of a human being. Yeah, we studying is good. It's not that it's not good. So that our karma is enhanced that way. But we have this special vidya, adhikari. And what is this special vidya? To do Mahavakya Vivek. to do is to go beyond birth and death, beyond good and bad, beyond sansara. This special vidya adhikari is there. And so therefore, what should we do? This we can go beyond buddhi. Buddhi sakshi. We can, all this, that things happen at the level of the buddhi, all the vidya. But you and I can go where? Buddhe sakshitaya stitva. We can go to that truth which is what? Even the witness of the buddhi. So we should do that or not? Because if we don't do that, what is the difference between us and the animal? So karma adhikari and vidya adhikari. So now let us do it. Actually, he's told you, he's giving this, you know, bolster to you. It's like the beggar saying, no, you are a danavir. And then naturally, what next is expected of us? That we will give charity. So like that he says, you are vidya adhikari. Okay, now do this. What? Now this. What is the Vivek that you do? Go to the Sakshi. Now what is Sakshi? Sakshi is one. The best definition of this consciousness, Sakshi, etc. is given in Drigdishya Vivek. What? Swayam Vibhati Atha Anyani Bhasayet Sadhanam Vina. Illumines itself and illumines others without any aid. Yesterday also we saw this. Now, Buddhehe Sakshi. The witness of all thoughts. Buddhi here means what? All thoughts, basically. It doesn't mean buddhi as a function of the intellect. All thoughts. Buddhe sakshitaya. Now, the sakshi, who is a sakshi? A witness, when he comes to the witness stand, what is he supposed to do? Objectively say what happened. So he is the witness of what he saw, right? A witness is supposed to stand apart and see things and objectively say, this is what I saw. not add his mirchi masala. If he gives his own opinion, then they say, sorry, your opinion is not required. I think he only murdered. You can't think. You tell what you saw. That's all. Don't have extra opinions, prejudices, nothing required. If they find that they are related to each other, then they'll say he's a bad witness, not a good witness. He has to have know this. So similarly, there is one consciousness. What does it do? Irrespective of what the thought is, good, bad or ugly, what does it do? It illumines. Now the word illumina somehow or the other, what to do? A limitation of the word. We use the word illumine, we think some light is there, some... What? I'm telling you, whenever these word consciousness, illumine, sakshi, so we feel something is watching, watching. And the watching, not watching, watching. It is making it aware. Now, aware means what? How do you understand this aware thing? Let me tell you this. Now, what is this? You have to say it however many times I tell you. Okay, I show you the same thing you have to say. 500 times also you have to say this is a watch, okay? Because it's not going to change. It's not going to become something else. So what is this?
Watch.
Now, do you know this is a watch? You have to answer, no?
Yes.
Are you sure it's a watch?
Yes.
So I know this is a watch. Right or wrong? Now what is this? Do you know it's a spectacle? Yes, I know this is a spectacle. What is this? Do you know it's a... yes, Baba, I know. Oh, very good. I know this is a watch. I know this watch. I know. Now, what is happening inside you? This is a watch. This is this. This is, all this is happening or not? And where is it happening? In your mind. All these thoughts are happening where? In your mind. And all these thoughts, what are you saying? I know, I know, I know, I know. Are you saying that or not? So this I know, this awareness, that knowing aspect of that thought, it is there in the thought or not? I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. No, this is going away. The thought is going away, this is remaining. Yes or no? No, okay, this thought was there, this is a watch. I know this is a watch. The watch is gone. Then what happened? Spectacles. I know this. No. If all these thoughts also go, what will happen to this? Will it stay or will it not stay? Huh? It stays. Saying, I know I have no thoughts. Have you understood this point? So it is remaining there. And it does not get attached to any thought. If it got attached to thought, it had gone away, then the next one comes and who is that one who knows that? It's not a different one. It's the same I. Okay. Now the lecture started. When the lecture started, one person came. And he said, you know, what is going on here? They said, and she said, oh, she's showing a watch. I'm boring. Went away. Then another person came, and when I was showing the spectacle, so he also said, what, Ray, what type of lecture is this? Went away. Then the third person came in, when I was showing the book. Then what happened? He also got bored. He went away. So if you ask them, what was there in the lecture? Ah, she was showing a watch. The other one will say she was showing a book. And the other one, right? And what will you say? I don't know why. Every day she keeps on showing watches. She shows books. She shows spectacle. Isn't it true? Now, how do you say that? Are, I was there. Even when she showed the watch, I was there. When she took away the watch, I was there. When she spoke to the spectacle, I was there. When she took it away, I was there. So you were there throughout. That's how you know all these differences. The same you was there, different you. Are same me was there. Have you understood that? All of you? Good. So that witness who saw that. So did you get attached to the watch? No. Yeah, watch went away. Did you go away? No. Did your anything happen to you? No. Yeah, that is watch. Her watch. What is that to do with me? You were very objective in seeing this watch, right? Very objective. No involvement at all. Emotionally involved? No. Anyway involved? No. Nothing happened? No. Nothing happened. Let it go. Let it go. I am not involved at all. It has no concern with me. I saw it and it went away. I saw it. It went away. Is that okay? Similarly, what happens? There is one thing inside me. And it has to be an I only, na? Because you say, I saw. I saw. It can't be something which is other than I. Do you agree with me? So, I, is there, and the important thing is it's a witness. Witness means completely objective. It is uninvolved, unattached, unaffected. Have you all understood these words? What? Because this I is a witness, it is completely, there is no, so to speak, relation between the two. Except what is a relationship of being a witness. Is that okay? That's the only relation it has with any thought. Kya baat hai? Interesting, na? It has the only relation it has. So it doesn't matter good, bad, ugly thought. It doesn't matter at all to the witness. It, you say, no, 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 such thoughts I will not witness. No, it will witness the most silly thoughts, the most inspiring thought. It doesn't matter to the witness at all what thought comes to your mind. It will witness any thought or no thought. Is it okay? It remains ever the same. And this witness has to be I, because I know. Is it okay? Even if you go a little deeper, I know is also a thought. Okay, I know thought, a little deeper when you go, you understand this, I know is also a thought. But the question is, I know can only come from I and not from anything other than I. You get the point? The I know, this thought, even if you call it a thought, I know this is what, I know. This aham vritti, as it is called, also must come from I. It cannot come from this. There are only two entities, I and this. So what will happen? The I, no, will always come from I, not anything other than I. So the pure I. Now, naturally, the next question is, I have a witness here, I have a witness there, I have a witness there. How many witnesses? How many witnesses? As many eyes as many witnesses. No, 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 no. That is why the very important thing was that I know is a thought for this buddhi. I know is a thought for this buddhi. But I know comes from a pure I, which is paripurna paratma. Have you understood that? So then the I know thought comes here. The I know thought comes here. As a thought it comes here. It comes from the same Atma. Just as yesterday we saw, what about the electricity and everywhere. The same electricity goes everywhere. Even though it appears as though it's appearing here. Now, let me explain this to you in a little different way. Very often this is not understood and it seems a little difficult. It's actually not difficult. Take a bulb. First I'll ask a question, then I'll explain the concept, then we'll come back to the question. Is life and consciousness the same? Consciousness means Chaitanya. Don't talk of conscious as unconscious, conscious. Okay. If you say they're different, wherever there is life, there is consciousness, Chaitanya, or wherever there is Chaitanya, there is life. What is right? Wherever there is life, there is Chaitanya. Wherever there is Chaitanya, there is life. Now, it's okay. It goes down somehow. Now, forget about life and consciousness. Now let's go to a bulb, and that too electrical bulb. Don't go light as there. Now there are four things. You can write it down if you want to. This helps you. Just write down this. Now there is a bulb, then there is a filament, and then there is a light in the bulb, and there is electricity. Four things. What are the four things? Bulb, light, filament, and electricity. Four things are there. Wherever there is electricity, there is light, or wherever there is light, there is electricity. I'm talking only about that light, not sunlight, moonlight, any other light, okay? Only the light in bulbs, okay? Now, wherever there is electricity, there is light, or wherever there is light, there is electricity. Simple question, nothing difficult about it.
Whether it's light or
Wherever there is light, there has to be electricity. But wherever there is electricity, there need not be light. Right? Simple. There's nothing difficult about it. Right. Now, if I want to define light, can I define light as... You can write down this definition if you want. Light is the manifestation of electricity in the bulb through the medium of the filament. Is it okay? Acceptable? Once more. What? Light is the manifestation of electricity in the bulb through the medium of the filament. Is it okay? Acceptable? Everyone? Wonderful. Now, in your this sentence that you have written, every word is important. Now, replace light with the word life. Replace bulb with the word gross body. Replace filament with the word subtle body. And replace electricity with Chaitanya, God, consciousness, Atma, Paramatma. Okay? Now, what is the left definition of life that you get? Please give it to me back again. Life is the manifestation of life is the manifestation of keep turning. Life is the manifestation of all the words you have to say. God, Chaitanya, Atma, Paramatma. In the gross body, through the medium of the subtle body. So wherever there is life, there is consciousness, or wherever there is consciousness, there is life. Come on, come on. Simple. Now what you have already done it. This is wherever there is life, there has to be Chaitanya. But wherever there is Chaitanya, there need not be life. Is it okay? No problem? Right. When a bulb is fused, what happens? There is no light, but there is electricity. Yes, there is electricity. When a person dies, what happens? There is no life, but is there consciousness, Chaitanya? Yes. Have you got this point? Very clear? No problem about this? No. Now, in the buddhi, when there are thoughts, what happens? See, this is there. But when there are no thoughts and all that, no medium is there, still this remains. Is it okay? Sakshi daya, that sakshi will remain. Whatever happens to this. Life goes away, this. Okay, is there God in this? Is there consciousness in this? Come on, come on, quick. Is there consciousness in this? Yes or no? Yes? Sure? No. Is there consciousness in this?
Yes.
Is there life in this?
Yes.
Is there life in this?
No.
See, again, after explaining all this, you are doing the same garbar. Is there a God in this? No. No God in this. But you said God is everywhere. See, you see this, the definition itself shows. There is, I'm telling you, deep in that head of ours, that consciousness is equal to life doesn't go away. However much this whole explanation was given, what was the given? Life is equal to consciousness? No. Life is a manifestation of consciousness. You get that point? So, Chaitanya may not, is definitely there. There is no life here. Why is there no life here? Because that medium of manifestation is not there. So therefore there is no life. Is it okay? But consciousness is there or not there? Yes. Got it? So similarly here also, as Chaitanya Atma is all pervading, paripurnataya, Wherever there is a instrument for manifesting it, it appears as I know, this is there, this is life, etc., etc. Have you understood that? But even where there is no instrument, Chaitanya Atma is there. That is why it is said Paripurna Paratma. It's called Paramatma. If it was only the sakshi of one individual body, it would not be called Paripurna, infinite self. Have you understood that? If it is this only of one. See, 13th chapter also very beautifully Bhagavan says, Idam shariram kaunteyam kshetramitya vidhiyate etad yoveti tam prahuhu kshetragnya iti tadvidaha. He says, this body is what? Kshetra. And one who knows this body is called Kshetragnya. And Bhagavan says, that Kshetragnya in you, Kshetragnyam chapi mam viddhi. I am that Kshetragnya sarvadeheshu, in all bodies. You see, it's exactly the same thing he said here. That Kshetragnya, that knower of your body in me and the knower of the body in you, is me. Bhagavan says that is me, Paramatma. In all bodies, there is only one Kshetragnya, the knower of the body. So here it is, we think otherwise what? There is an Atma inside my body, somewhere here, sitting there. A small little something, nothing. You understand? So the electricity is the same in all these bulbs. So bulb goes wherever, whatever happens to the bulb, it doesn't matter. Whatever happens to the filament doesn't matter. That Kshetragnya, that Sakshi, that Paratma, that Paramatma remains the same. Is it okay? Understood? Sarva Kshetreshu. So I am that one witness, consciousness, Chaitanya in all bodies. That's what he said here. And that is the meaning of the word aham. Not that individual aham, but that what? Atma, which is the supreme aham, that is the Atma that we are talking about. Okay, and then that Atma is what? Nothing but what? Aham Brahma Asmi. I am Brahma. Now, what is this Brahma? Okay, fine. Now, let me explain the word Brahma. Brahma is a beautiful word. The meaning of the word Brahma means big. Okay. Now, big is an adjective. Whenever we say big, it's always what? An adjective qualifies a noun or a pronoun. That's what you studied in schools, right? So you say a big elephant. What is the meaning of a big elephant? That an elephant who is big in size. So the word big is limited by the size of the elephant. Yes or no? Why? Because how big the elephant, that big the big. Got it? So when we say a big room, what do you mean by big? How big is the big? As much as the room. Got it? So the bigness is what? Limited by the room. Right? Because we are qualifying that room as big room. Got it? Now, when you say big without an adjective, how big is big? When you say a big without a noun or a pronoun, how big is that big? How much big? You get it? When you say big elephant, meaning it will be as, the big will be as big as the elephant. Got it? But when I say the big, so big, how big? The big. What will happen? That is, there is no limitation to the bigness of the big. Have you got it?
Right.
So it is infinite big. So the meaning of the word Brahma means what? Infinity. Infinite. Because there is no limitation to the bigness. So it is how much? How big is it? It is infinite. Infinite. Got it? So now what is said over here? Aham. That aham, which was the sakshi in all the bodies, that aham, that supreme aham, is what? Brahma. Now, naturally it is Brahma. Why? Because this supreme, this consciousness, which is what? Unlimited by any body, is infinite. And this Brahma is also infinite. Now you have, can you have two infinities? Bolo.
No.
Why not? Acha, can you have infinity plus one?
No.
Why not? It cannot be. You understand? So this is infinite because it is what? Unconditioned by any body or anything. So this is also infinite and this is also infinite. So there cannot be two infinities. So what is it? So what is it? Aham Brahma Asmi. Oh, like that. Oh, Hare Rama. So these are some of the ways. This goes much deeper, but I'm just giving you simple ways to understand how this word they come to what? Aham Brahma Asmi. I told you first step is what? Understanding. Second step is what? Ah, that is the difficulty. Understanding is not that difficult. It's the acceptance which is very difficult. Because when we say Aham Brahma Asmi, we think there's an Atma and there's a Brahma. Both are equal to each other and you remain just like that. Isn't it true? Instead of thinking that what are we talking about? That I. And when we say I, you say, what are you talking? I'm sitting over here. Yeah, again. But the I that we always think about is this little body, little mind, all of that. We always think of that. But I am not this. I am that. That's why we really have to, you know, even if we don't do anything, the meditation that is supposed to be done in these cases is to just sit and watch your thoughts. And understand that I am different from the thoughts. That's a big step. And irrespective of what the thought is, irrespective, never get carried away with the thoughts. Normally we flow with the thought. You don't have to flow with the thought. The thought comes, goes, let it go, let it go, let it go. It doesn't matter what the thought is. And don't qualify it, don't classify it, don't categorize it, don't analyze it, don't judge it, don't criticize it, don't push it, no, pull it, no, nothing. Just sit there and understand that I am different. The minute you understand I am different from the thought, what will happen? What will happen? The very thought that I am not the thought. Now, all your identity is always as thoughts. Is it true or not? I am a man, I am a woman, I am a buzz, I am a... So all of those identity goes away straight away. So then who are you? Take out all those relations as thoughts that you have with anyone in the world. What happens? What happens? I can't be any of that. So I'm something else. But what is that something? Go deep into it. You get the point. Go to where this thought came that I am this, I am that, I am that. Then what happens? You understand? You're none of that. You hit that or you come to that infinite Atma that they are talking about. You understand? So this is how you go about doing it. Yeah. How do you understand this? It's very easy to analyze it. Actually, my job is an extremely easy job. It's not a difficult job at all. You know, I have to tell you all those things. It's very easy. And then, as I told you, this understanding is only step one. The second is what? That we don't do. That we don't do. Unfortunately, that acceptance that I am that infinite self, nah, the problem comes and that can happen because of mananam. Today evening's talk will talk about all that. Because what happens, we have become Shravana Premis. All of us. We are what? So we, very nice. And then say, oh, very nice. Oh, this is very... And I also was the same thing. You know, you get a kick, intellectual kick out of listening. Don't we? Oh, wow. Oh, ah. Oh, wonderful. But you don't accept it. Samjhe? That's why I told you all yesterday, I made you do that, na? For the heck of it. For the very thrill of it, accept it. Maja aayegi ki nahi aayegi? Kya? I tell you, I can't give you a bigger compliment than that. Can I? Bolo. Can I give you a bigger compliment that you are Sachidananda, Brahma? Can I give you? How can I give you bigger? Anything else is nothing compared to this compliment. And yet no one says thank you. Are bhai, main bolti hoon ki aap Sachidananda Brahma. Thank you to bolo. To me, who else? Maine to aapko bola na. See, if I tell you that you are pretty or you are beautiful, what will you immediately say? Thank you, Swamiji, thank you. Bolte hain ki nahi bolte hain? Aur main bolti hoon, aap log, you are infinite, re? Are dekho, dekho. When you are this, as though we understand that much. Are you understanding? This, we don't accept it is the question. It's my thing. We just don't accept it. Because if you accept it immediately, what will happen? Oh, kuch to hoga. You understand? Every time, because many times it happens. See, if, you know, if in a relationship, someone keeps on telling you, you know, that you are stupid, you are stupid, you stop reacting to it. Because you're used to being called that. Or if someone keeps on saying you're beautiful, sometimes, you know, between husband and wife, or darling, darling. So then the darling doesn't mean anything after her. That's just a way of calling, you know. I remember one person. So all the time, they will fight also, darling, darling, bol ke fight karte. That's a very interesting fight. I have witnessed it. Darling, darling, bol ke fight, they will fight. So then the darling doesn't have any more that, you know, that this. So like that it has happened even with this Aham Brahmasmi. I know Satchidananda. Who are you? Satchidananda. Yeah, I know. And then we sing it also nicely. Shivoham, Shivoham, Satchidanandoham. Shivoham, Shivo. With all. And Manobuddhyahankara Chitta. And then we feel very nice about it. So nice, Swamiji. What's so nice about it? Is it what for nice or what? Are you understanding? Nothing feel-good factor, like, oh, so nice. Swamiji, music is so... Are music hai kya? I remember Gurudev once, one lady was singing a very beautiful voice, really very nice voice, and she was saying, Sarvam Brahma Mayam, Re Re Sarvam Brahma Mayam. She had a beautiful voice, and she was singing, and Gurudev came in. So everyone was like, oh, Sarvam Brahma Mayam, Vava. Saying, Are Re, Are Re. Gurudev started saying, this is what for singing or what? Are Re, Sarvam Brahma Mayam, Are Re. He started. Why? Because for us it is what? A song. That word, I am Brahma, should do something to you each time it is spoken. Samje. Bolo.
Yes.
Each time this thing is happens. My God, you, I am infinite God. I am. You understand? Sakshitaya. Okay, aham brahmasmi. Aha, vare va, kya baat hai, aham brahmasmi. Now, the next one. I sometimes don't feel like going ahead at all, you know. Hare Rama, aham brahmasmi. Now, the next one. Is which one? Tattvamasi, okay. Ekameva dvitiyam sat.
Ekameva dvitiyam sat.
Nama rupa vivarjitam. Srishte puradhuna pyasya.
Srishte puradhuna pyasya.
Tadruktvam
tadityiryate.
Shrotrudehendriyatitam. Vastvatraftvam paderitam. Ekata grahyate siti.
Ekata grahyate siti.
Tadaikyam anubhuyatam.
Tadaikyam anubhuyatam.
Svaprakashaparokshatvam.
Svaprakashaparokshatvam.
Ayam ityukto mato mat. Ayam ityukti to matam. Ayam ityuktito matam.
Ayam ityuktito matam.
Ahankaradi dehantat.
Ahankaradi dehantat.
Pratyagatmeti giyate.
Pratyagatmeti giyate.
Drishyamanasya sarvasya.
Drishyamanasya sarvasya.
Jagatattva miryate.
Jagatattva miryate.
Brahma shabdena tad brahma.
Brahma shabdena.
Svaprakashatma Swarupakam.
Swaprakashatma
Swarupakam. Then they go to the Tattvamasi Mahavakya. Now, Tattvamasi Mahavakya is from the Chandogya Upanishad. Chandogya Upanishad is from the Samaveda. So, one more Veda is being come. Now, in the Samaveda, see, till now, first the word Aham was talked about, then the word Brahma, and then the oneness was shown. Now, here it starts with not the word, starts with Brahma first, then it comes. Tat indicates Brahma. Tvam indicates Atma. And then Jivatma. And then Tat, Tvam, Asi. That you are. That Brahma you are. First it was Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. Now it is said what? Brahma, I am. You understand? And Kaivalya Upanishad makes it nice. Tat, Tvameva, Tvameva, Tat. That you are that. Like that. You understand? The idea is the same thing. You know this. You start from here, you end with this. You start from here, you end with this. Both are the same. Some Upanishads start from that. Some Upanishads start from the other. Now here it starts from what? Tat. Who is that Tat? So it goes to beginning of creation. This is another beautiful way of starting. This is what was there in the beginning of creation. Sadeva Samyedamagra Sidekameva Dvityam. It starts like that, the Upanishad. Beginning means the ultimate cause of the world. That is how it starts. What is the ultimate cause of the world? Now, I won't go into a detail because time-wise it is. Shall I do this only in little detail? So then the other thing will be taken for granted. Shall I? Mm-hmm. You have to say yes. Then otherwise I can go little as this. Let us imagine that this whole thing is the world. Can one of the things of the world be the cause of this world? Imagine that this is the world, there's nothing outside of it. When can one of the things of the world can be the cause of the world? Why not? Because one is, it is also a created thing. Right? We are asking the cause of everything. And a thing cannot be the cause of itself. A finite cannot be cause of the infinite, etc., etc. So one of the things of the world cannot be a cause. So what is this world? The world is what? Objects with name, form and qualities, right? And also in time and space, right? Time and space are part of the world or not a part of the world? Part of the world. So objects with names, forms and qualities in time and space. That's the world. Everything included, objects included, us also. With life, without life, this, that, etc., etc. All of us included in that? Yes, everyone? Mm. So one of the things of the world cannot be the cause of the world. So names, forms and qualities are part of the world. Objects. So whatever be the cause of the world must be nameless, formless, qualityless, timeless, spaceless, objectless. Agreed? Yes or no?
Yes.
Perfect. So the cause, ultimate cause of the world. We're talking about ultimate cause of the world, not immediate cause. One, this can be the immediate cause of this. This can be the immediate cause. That is possible. Like our parents are the immediate cause of us, right? That's an immediate cause. And then we can go on. But we are talking about what? The ultimate cause. And when we come to the ultimate cause, one of the things cannot be the part. Are you with me?
Yes.
Everyone? You haven't lost me, no? Right. Now, so what is the cause of the world? Nameless, formless, qualityless, timeless, spaceless, objectless. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Yes? That is the cause of the world. Now, does it exist or not exist?
Yes.
It has to exist. The cause of the world has to exist or not.
Yes.
So it has existence. Yeah. Yes? But it has no name, it has no form, no quality, nothing. But it has got existence?
Yeah.
Yes. So how can nameless existence, formless existence, qualityless existence is existence? So that is why it's called pure existence. Have you understood now why it's called pure existence? Why is it called pure existence? Why is it called pure existence? Because it is nameless, formless, qualityless, timeless, spaceless existence. Is it okay?
Yeah.
That is the cause of the ultimate cause of God. Now, cause must pervade the effect or not?
Yes.
Yes. So that is there in the whole world. That was there. So nothing else was there. Before that, nothing was there. Right? So that nameless, formless, quality must be there in this whole creation. Yes or no?
Yes.
So must be there everywhere. Must be there even as what? It is there alone. Okay, fine. Now if you go to me also, do I exist?
Yes.
Do I exist at all times?
Yes.
Hmm? Okay. Try to prove your non-existence.
Mm-hmm.
Try to experience I don't exist. Can you? Why not? Who will experience that I don't exist?
I.
So I exist forever, right? So that eternal existence, that Sat, is what? I, which is there forever. Have you understood that? So Tat, Tvamasi. Right? You'll say, no, Swamiji, no, I exist as thoughts. Okay, deep sleep state, no thoughts. I exist, yes. Why do I exist? Because in the morning I get up and I say, I slept, I was there. Even if you say, as a thought, I was there, the thought has to come from I. Cannot come from anything other than I. So I was always there. You understand that? So that Sat and that I, we cannot show any difference between the two. So that Sat, which was there in the beginning of creation, which is nameless, formless, qualityless, timeless, spaceless existence, I am. Tattvamasi is what is explained. Okay, I'm doing on fast track all this. So to get it into... But here the way of explanation is very different. First it started with I. And here it starts with what? That. And says that nameless, because it's there in the whole world now, right now also. See, this watch exists or not?
Yes.
Right? Now, when we say watch exists, the name, form, quality, everything, if you take out of it, what will remain? Pure existence. Have you got the point? You take out that name, form, quality, everything, what will remain? Pure existence will remain. Yes or no? Now also, there is existence or not? Yes? Even when you are seeing it, you are only seeing this. But actually it is pure existence only which was there in the beginning. So pure existence is now appearing as what? Very good, they said it beautifully once, you know, in the Bombay Sandipani Ashram, we have a Saraswati Nilayam. Outside the Saraswati Nilayam, there is a mango tree. On that, not the dining hall side, the other side. You know, there's a mango tree. Right now they put Gurudev's statue under that mango tree. So that one foreigner was there. He didn't know what this tree was. So he asked Gurudev, what is this tree? So he says, this is existence in the form of a tree. You understand that? It's actually that same nameless, formless, qualityless, timeless, spaceless existence has become the whole world because there was nothing else other than that. So it appears as though it's an object, you know, with existence. It's not an object with existence. It is what? Existence in the form of objects. Is that okay? Because that existence alone became the whole world. Right. So now what are we saying? This is as an object which has existence. Right now we say like that, isn't it? As though the object has existence, as a quality of it. It's not an object has existence or something like that. It is what? Existence in the form of a object. Existence in the form of this entity. So who am I? Am I this entity or that existence in the form of this entity? This is what I have to ask myself. And then I realize when I look inside, no, the body and all that is not. It will keep on changing. But that exists, a pure existence, which is me, will always remain. So that tat tvam asi, that I am. I am not this. Because if you say, I am this existence which is changing, that I know the changes. Is it true or not? Don't I know the changes? Yes, I am the knower of the changes. The changeless substratum that I am. In my own body, the changeless. You show me photographs, Swamiji, this is me when I was small. This is me when I was old. Yeah, but that body changed. No, I didn't change. The body changed. Did you change? No, I am there only. I am only that. You understand that? So that changeless existence, the changeless substratum, that alone I am. That nameless, formless, qualityless, timeless, spaceless existence alone I am. Tat Tvamasi. This is what was explained. Oh, Baba. So I am the cause of the creation. Yes. Aha! All the problems of the world I created. As what? Not as Mr. So-and-so, but as the pure consciousness exists. Have you understood that? See, because our identity with this only is so much that you think, I created the world, as though the small little entity created the world. That small little entity didn't create anything except cardboard in the world. Then what? Who? That existence alone is. Are you understanding? Our identification with this is so strong that the statement that I created the world doesn't sink in. Who created this world? Isn't it a terrific statement? You're not impressed by that?
Yes.
No? See, you don't accept it. See, that's what I mean. We just don't accept it. For us, it's so difficult. That's why understanding is not difficult, accepting is difficult. I always keep saying that. Understanding intellectually, you can understand that. But accepting is so, so difficult for us. Once you accept it, then you can meditate and realize it. Samjhe? And how does this acceptance happens? In the Shravana, understanding happens. Through Mananam, acceptance happens. Will you get it? We always do only what? We don't do the? And therefore the acceptance doesn't happen. Brahmasmi tattvamasi, and then this I am Atma Brahma. Now they make a nice story out of it. There's a guru went to a shishya went to the guru. Now the guru started teaching and said, Prajnanam Brahma, the witness consciousness is the infinite Brahma, infinite truth. So he looked at the guru and says, really? Oh, great. And the guru said, ke usko samajh mein nahi aaya. Are baba, I am Atma Brahma. That he thought Atma is Brahma, like two separate. He says, no, I am here. I am Atma Brahma. So the shishya thought, guru's Atma is Brahma. Then he says, buddhu tat tvamasi. What? That is not that I am Atma Brahma means my Atma is Brahma and your Atma is not Brahma. That you are. So then he said, aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. You see how this four Mahavakyas. Nice story, na? First he told Prajnanam Brahma. Then he says, very good. Atma is Brahma. Are Baba, I am Atma. That Atma is not here. I am Atma Brahma. So he says, Guru, you are great, your Atma is Brahma. No, Tattvamasi, that you are. And then he realized what? Aham Brahmasmi. Guru said, bye-bye, ho gaya kaam, ja. Okay? That is the way it is. Ho gaya, abhi kya? Abhi nothing more I have to say also. Beautiful verses, this beautiful knowledge. There cannot be a higher knowledge than this. There cannot be a greater. Even a million years later, this knowledge will remain the greatest. For the simple reason, it's talking about what? Now, if I realize this, tell me what duty will I have left in the world? What anything will I, if I realize it? Is there anything left out? Then who am I? Will Brahma have any duty? Bolo. Brahma with Brahma eva bhavati. When I know a watch, I remain different from the watch. Right? But when I know Brahma, what will happen? I become Brahma. I don't become Brahma. I know that I am Brahma. I don't even have to become it. You understand that? There is a difference. Now, without realizing the truth, if you keep on saying, I am Brahma, then gadbad happens. I'm telling you, Once one person I know got stuck with the thought, I am all pervading. So kept on saying this in all ridiculous context. I said, look, if you are all pervading, now you don't need to eat. So stop eating first. I said, that eating, I want to eat, you keep doing. You understand? So first you have to realize this truth, okay? Otherwise, we had one person, you know, they made this passport. So started writing all silly things like, you know, what is your name? Nameless. Are Rama. I had to reject this. Come on, you know. Aise thodi likhte hai. This is not, one person told Gurudev, now that I am Brahman, what should be my relation with your parents? So Gurudev said, you are in Brahma, you are not Brahma, go. Brahma, you don't know anything. You will never ask a question like that. If you have realized I am Brahma, there is no question of asking such a, the fact that you ask a question like that itself shows that you have not realized. So this knowledge is very dangerous. Only, and then no one will ever know whether you are really realized or not. One great Mahatma, you know Akhandananda Maharaj, his guru Udiya Babaji. So Udiya Babaji was once sitting and saying, you know, the world comes from me, it remains in me, it dissolves in me. Mai eva sakalam jatam, mai sarvam pratishtitam, mai sarvam layam yanti tad brahma advayam asmiham. Things like that he was just saying. And one person said, Babaji, you are very arrogant. You are saying the whole world comes from me, remains in me, it goes back into me. You are very arrogant. So Babaji said, main kya karun? Mujhe bolna nahi hai, lekin satya wahi hai, ki mere mein se jagat utpanna hua. Now he is at that level that he can say that, because he realizes that truth. Are you understanding? Otherwise, the person may think he's arrogant. He used to go, Udiya Babaji, used to go to, in Vrindavan, he used to go to the temple, and he just stand there, look at the Lord and come back. So some people started telling his shishyas that your guru is very arrogant, he does not even bend down and prostrate to who? Bhagavan. So they told, you know, Guruji, why don't you do namaskar? You please, you know, in front of this. So he's saying, next time we go to the temple, na mere ko yaad dila dena, to main kar lunga. So next time we went to the temple, and he came back. So they said, Guruji, aapko yaad kyun dilana padta hai? Why? He says, main kya karun? Main jab khada rehta hun, I don't see any difference. You understand? Now he can say that, you and I can't. Get it? We remaining with our body consciousness, understanding ourselves to be the small little entity, we cannot go and do like that and say, oh, me, you are me, and I'm a. He realizes that truth. He is in that state. Are you understanding? So the body is doing all its acting and in this, but he knows that I am not this. Understood.
Yes.
That is the knowledge and that is the glory of those great realized masters. And to think that is the most touching thing about this knowledge, that having realized the truth, they still, for our sake, remain as though they are the body to teach us, to guide us, to, you know, lift us to that state. The story of that Plato's cave is very famous. I love that story. You know the Plato's cave, no? I think Gurudev used to tell it dramatically. There was a whole generation of people, they were born inside a cave, lived all their life. They had never seen light. And once, one of them was adventurous enough to start from there and say, let me find out if there's something else. Everyone said, what are you doing? You're mad. It's all darkness. This is what we are born with. There's nothing else in the world. But this adventurous guy went out and banged himself. And there were many people who joined him also, but everyone backed out. And then he struggled and this and so much of pain and hunger and deprivation, everything. He went through that. And then finally, one day he came to a something called light. He's never seen light. He doesn't know what is light. And he came to a cave, the door of the cave. That light, he almost got blinded by it. He got scared. What is this? But he went out of the cave and he saw what? The sun and the greenery and the colors and the this. My God, this is beauty. This is great. And the world so big. I never knew this. He almost went mad, dancing and jumping and singing and all. Then finally, after a few hours of this complete madness, he said, I must go back. There are so many people waiting over there. I must get them to see this. So he went this torturous journey back to them and said, then they started talking, this is like that, like that. Everyone thought, ye pagal ho gaya. Aisa ho sakta hai kya? Ho hi nahi sakta. It's not possible. What are you talking? Everyone told, especially the elders, don't go after this madman. He's mad. He'll make you mad also. But some people got enthused by this, you know, and said, okay, let us go with him. Let us go. And they started the journey. Some of them got bang, bang. They came back again. But one or two of them reached there, and then they also, ah, oh, you, ha, ooh, ha, ooh, ha. And then they came back again. This is exactly what happens. The guru goes to that realm of infinity, then comes back and tells you and me, come, 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 this is so beautiful, infinite, think of it. And one or two of us say, okay, let's go. Subject. What compassion. He could have stayed out only in that beautiful, but he comes back into that, what? Cave. Why? Because we are all there in darkness, still waiting, thinking this is life. This is the ultimate. Hai ki nahi? Is it compassion and kindness and beauty of all this? Okay. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamada Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om.